Let's hear from a professional makeup artist. Hey, what's up, friends? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here, your host. In this episode, we are indeed going to help and hear from a professional makeup artist who turns her expertise into a thriving side hustle. And what she wants to do next is go from just doing the actual makeup to offering makeup tutorials and workshops. She wants to move into the world of education, which can definitely be more profitable, also just diversifies her income, also creates the chance, potentially at least, for passive income. I mean, obviously, if you're doing a workshop in person, that is not passive income. But if you record it and you're offering things online where people can purchase anytime, then that could be pretty interesting, right? So let's see how she can structure her classes, choose the right topics and such, perhaps market her workshops to the right audience. Now, you might not be a makeup artist yourself, but guess what? You have a skill, something I passionately believe everyone is an expert at something. So there's something you have specific expertise in that can then be adapted or transformed in some way to make money. And that's what we're all about here. Not just money for the sake of money, but money so that you can do more of what's important to you, so that you're not dependent on a day job, all those good things. So quick shout out to our sponsor, then the listener question and my answer. And by the way, thank you so much for being out there.
Hey there, I'm Lila, a professional makeup artist from New York City with experience in theater and special effects. I'm passionate about sharing my knowledge and skills with aspiring artists, and I'm interested in starting a side hustle offering makeup tutorials and workshops. I'm considering both in-person and online classes to reach a wider audience. I'm wondering how I should structure my classes and, well, what topics would be most valuable to cover for beginner and intermediate level students. Additionally, I'm looking for advice on how to market my workshops and target the right audience of aspiring makeup artists. What steps should I take to turn my expertise into a successful teaching side hustle?
Lila, I love the idea of turning your makeup expertise into more of a teaching side hustle. And this way, obviously, you can continue to work as a professional. You have that as your career, but now you're going to start developing some additional income and perhaps even passive income. So first things first, define your target audience. Who is it that you are trying to reach? Lila has a background in theater and special effects, so it could be something to do with that. It could also be something like bridal makeup, could probably be something else. Those are just the first three ideas I think of. But defining your target audience and then developing a curriculum. So whatever kind of course you're going to teach, whether it is an in-person workshop or something that is kind of a digital product for sale, break down your classes into different learner levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced. Focus more on the beginner because that's always a larger market. Think about your foundational topics. What is it you're going to teach? Color theory, product selection, application. I'm sure you know much more about that than I would. Next, choose a format and platform. And this is where you're going to really start thinking about, okay, what is the kind of business that I want to build? Or maybe just a revenue stream. Don't think of it as a big business. Just think of it as something you can do pretty quickly. So that could be that in-person workshop. It could be live online. It could be pre-recorded video tutorials. You've got all kinds of options, right? You've got Zoom, Skillshare, Teachable, Kajabi, Thinkific, many different options. Choose one and then market your workshop. Create a website or a simple landing page. A lot of those platforms I just mentioned, they all have the ability to do that. So they will help you along the way. I don't want to say it's super easy, but you know, because it does take time, but it's not that difficult. Like if you put in a few hours, you should be able to get a landing page where people can sign up and then take your course. And you know, that could be a really valuable experiment. And from there, you want to get feedback and refine, okay, what do I want to do different moving forward? How can I actually go from this idea to sustainable long-term, preferably passive income? And even if it's not completely passive, at least sustainable and long-term. That is my hope for you, Lila. Thank you for the question. Listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of this community, global community of folks all over the place doing really interesting things. And I make this show to support you. So please let me know how I can do a better job. I'm on social media most days. I'm writing a newsletter all about mental health 3 times a week, yearofmentalhealth.com. And of course, the podcast continues every single day. Once again, thank you. I hope you'll continue to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.